You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Recently, I've been reading about a privately funded project called SETI, S-E-T-I. SETI has captured the imagination of millions worldwide. It's the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. The SETI people are hoping to make contact with an alien space civilization.
Frank Drake is an American astronomer. In 1960, he added an extra dimension when he said the project was really a search for ourselves. In other words, it's the search to find out where we fit into the cosmic scheme of things.
The search for who we are and how we fit into the cosmos is the search for an even more fundamental question. Does God exist? For some, it's a question of scientific or philosophical interest. But for others, it simply may be curiosity. So, is anybody out there?
Yes, we need to know if someone is out there. Today we talk about extraterrestrial beings, but maybe that's just wishful thinking. So let's ask the question again. Is anyone out there? Some of our greatest scientists think so, and many theologians do too. But do they agree? Well, some do, and some don't.
And so the great search goes on. And if anyone's out there, can we be sure they're friendlies? Or would they come here and wipe us out and repopulate the Earth their way? Seriously, though, we don't have any worries on that score because we have a sure word from God himself.
In Genesis, the book of beginnings, God said, "Let us make man, someone like ourselves, to be the master of all life upon the earth, the skies, and in the seas." So God made man like his maker. Like God did he make man.
Interestingly, the Word of God makes no mention of human-like beings in any other place other than on Earth. What God did was to create the world for humankind. He wanted a being with whom he could communicate and with whom he could have fellowship.
The Bible says God created mankind in his own image. Male and female created he them. But those who choose to go their own way and reject the Creator face a fearful judgment when they pass out of this life, because the Bible says, "The soul that sins, it shall die."
That word "die" doesn't mean a cessation of being. No, it means spiritual death or separation from God for eternity. The opposite to this is eternal life, and that refers to those who put their faith and trust in God's Son, Jesus Christ, for their salvation.
The Bible says unequivocally, he or she who has the Son has eternal life. But those who do not have God's Son do not have life, but the wrath of God abides on them.
Now, if you're wondering if there's anybody out there in space, the answer is a resounding yes. But the yes doesn't refer to extraterrestrial beings. It's a reference to God and his angelic host, as well as Satan and his myriad of fallen angels.
If you're looking for beings from another planetary system, forget it. You're looking in the wrong place. The answers are found in God's Word, the Bible. All we ever need to know is what God says and what is ahead of us in eternity. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have eternal life." That eternal life is only found in Christ, the Son of God.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are laden with sin, and I will give you rest. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me." By faith, invite the Lord Jesus to come into your life today.
That was another Vantage Point program with George and Rita Gully. If you'd like to write to George, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. That address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. And thank you for listening.